Welcome everyone on Chrono.News. I'm Cristiano Lucchini and I'm happy to be here today with Mr. Jayashankar Krishnamurti, director of the Vedanta Institute of Hyderabad. Hari Om Jayashankar, thanks for being with me today.
Hari Om Cristiano, thank you very much.
Thanks for your support, and today we will speak about the topic is avoid expectations and delusions, okay, in our life, and boosting what is called, and then you will explain, Pratipaksa Bhavana and Jijyasu Bhava. Okay, so you will explain it them. So, first question, how can we avoid expectations and delusions in our daily lives, and what role does the practice of Pratipaksa Bhavana play in the process?
A human being having expectations ruin all their happiness. Now, a simple example will be the weather. In India, most part of India, it is very hot and very humid. And if I expect that the weather should be pleasant, cool, then I'm unreasonable. I will be disappointed. So expectation in life brings about disappointment. Disappointment leads to mental agitation, and mental agitation lead a person to stress, and ultimately lead a person to depression. So instead of simply saying expectation, if we say unreasonable expectation, now I am unreasonable that the weather should be cool. I have not assessed the situation properly. This is unreasonable. I expect that my boss should give me an increment. It may be unreasonable. Then that unreasonable expectation lead to disappointments, and then further down to strictly, that you're asking about here, delusion, total confusion in life. So how can we avoid expectation? There has to be re-evaluation, re-assessment by the intellect of situation, people, the government, wherever we are. Then we can avoid these expectations in life. So Pratipaksha Bhavana play in this. What is that practice of Pratipaksha Bhavana that play in this process? Then the intellectual capacity to view things from different angles, re-evaluate, reassess the situation, then we will have the right assessment, right expectation will be there, and we will be leading a peaceful and happy life.
Okay, very, very, very clear. Second question, can you explain the concept of Jijyasu Bhava and how it can help us on the path of self-discovery and spiritual growth? This is also, important to, to help our mind to have more precise views and not be involved too much, with the senses, and then with delusion, and then with the expectations, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, correct. We can say, since you're asking about the concept of Jijnyasu, this word appears in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita, where we can say all human beings can be put in two categories. Those who worship God and those who do not worship God. Those who are devoted and those who are not devoted. Now here, this word Jijnyasu, it encompasses four mercies of God. Now, I my mind and intellect connects with God for certain selfish purposes. Now, I may go to temple, I may go to church or mosque, I pray, I worship, so that my wealth will increase. Now, there are people, those who connect with God, so that there is as good as trying to bribe or please God, so that their wealth will increase. The Sanskrit word is called artharthi. There are people with God because they are going through so much of distress. Their mind is so disturbed. And they believe that if they connect with God, then they will be in peace. Their mental disturbance will go away. Now, the third type of people, that's what you're asking here, jignyasu, those who connect with God with that inquisitiveness and curiosity to know what this Bhagavad Gita is talking about. They may be very intelligent in some field of activity, maybe computer science, or they can be even doctors. Now, their inner personality is so curious to know about what is this, what is there in Bhagavad Gita. Let me, read, let me study. Now here, once that curiosity or inquisitiveness is, and they stop studying Bhagavad Gita. Now what is the sum and substance of this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita? It is talking about the purpose of human being. And that is what the fourth type of worshipper, devotee, jnani. A person who makes use of wealth, a person who makes use of peace of mind, a person who makes use of knowledge of the world and knowledge of the higher values, only for one purpose, to reach the final goal of self-realization. Now, particularly if we separate out this jignyasu, that is what your question is, a person is only curious to know about the knowledge of what God is. And he is using this knowledge of Vedanta as an end in itself, means to an end. So, a person has expectation of what Bhagavad Gita is talking about. Once that expectation is met, they will stop, all their curiosity will end there. So this is what that concept of jignyasu that you are referring to.
Okay. And in Vedanta, what techniques or practices can we use to boost our pratipaksa bhavana and cultivate a more balanced and detached outlook on life?
Okay. What techniques that we can employ by means of, pratipaksha bhavana, so that we can have a balanced outlook in life, a detached outlook in life. Now, this word pratipaksha bhavana is, ability to see a thing from different angles. Now, you have a three-dimensional image. Now, the three-dimensional image is there in, I'm seeing it in a laptop. Now, I rotate the entire picture and I have a beautiful vision of the three-dimensional image from all sides. Now, I can give another example. Now, we just passed COVID times. Now, there are many scientists working on COVID, that particular, what is it, the root cause of that particular virus? Now, four to five scientists working on that project. Now, one scientist will have his, pertaining to his personality, he would have, missed what the, is there any other way of analyzing this virus? Now the other scientist is having that view. Now the technique here is the way how the other scientists are viewing this same virus. If this individual can view it, then he is employing Pratipaksha Bhavana. Now we are going to discuss this from a spiritual point of view, Vedanta point of view, Pratipaksha Bhavana. Now, analyzing one's own weakness of the mind from various angles. A person can have weaknesses at the senses level, the physical level. Another person can have weakness at the emotional level. A third person can have weakness at the thought level, ego level. Now, this bhavana here can be a simple example. You know, we keep talking about Adi Shankaracharya. Now, that beautiful text that he has composed, Bhajagovindam, in that he says, wealth is calamitous. Artham anartham. Wealth is calamitous. Now, the whole world is running after wealth. The whole world is running after sensual pleasure. What can this Pratipaksha Bhavana, how it can help a seeker to raise above this, attachment towards wealth and senses? Now, that is what the whole context is. So, another technique of Pratipaksha Bhavana can be, I can take a step back, like, the thoughts, if it is compared to the water, river, continuously flowing. Now, I take a step back and observe that water, moving. Similarly, I take a step back inwards in my own personality at the thought level, and I observe all my thoughts flowing in my mind. In order to know about a personality, I should be aware of, what are the thoughts that I am entertaining. Only then I can take some corrective measures. If I am a victim of certain, weaknesses of the mind. So first and foremost thing will be, check the thoughts. Now I have to be aware of what are all the thoughts that I am entertaining. I take a step back and I just watch it. And then I take corrective measures on that particular thought. Just re-evaluation, re-assessment. And then the third factor will be, is this thought, is this emotion, sensual desire bothering me, affecting me? Then I will change it. The last portion will be, change the course of my thought. Now, these are the various techniques that I can employ with regards to the Pratipaksha Bhavana. So, we gave example of wealth, we gave example of senses. These are the two main motivating factors for human beings in this world. History will tell us that people are all the time running after wealth and sensual enjoyment. So if we can employ this Pratipaksha Bhavana and have the right intellectual assessment, then we...
Sorry, just repeat. Then we will, because I missed, your audio.
We will be free from these weaknesses of the mind.
Okay.
And that is how we can lead a balanced and a detached life in this world.
Okay. Thanks very much to Dr. Jayashankar Krishnamurti, Director of Vedanta Institute of Hyderabad, India, senior disciple of the eminent Vedanta philosopher Swami Parthasarathy. Cronews is very honored to host you, and I hope to have you very soon in our next podcast and the next, you know, article because of the topics we deal. Okay? Ariom, and thanks very much. I'm Cristiano Lucchini, Crono News, Italy. Thanks very much.